Hey y'all, welcome back to the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast with me, Carson Osteen. Today, I'm joined by Meredith Chips from the Iowa FFA Association. Meredith, if you would like to introduce yourself, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Meredith Chips. I'm currently a senior at PCM High School in Monroe, Iowa, and I am a part of the Diamond Trail FFA chapter.
Awesome. So, every single episode, I start off with one question for everybody. So, starting off, how has your FFA journey looked over the years?
I would say that my FFA journey has really been overall just amazing. I mean, starting off like freshman year, kind of being a kid that didn't really know like what CDEs and LDEs were, and then now being a senior and trying to make something about agriculture like my career. So really, FFA has been a place that I feel like home, and it's really just been amazing, all the opportunities I've been given.
Yeah, FFA is amazing. I mean, it's probably one of the best organizations I've ever been a part of. And, you know, everybody has their favorite things in FFA. Would you want to share a little bit of what your favorite things are about FFA?
Yeah, it's so hard to choose just one thing, but I would say, I would say the ushering at our Iowa State Fair is probably one of the most favorite things that I've ever done. I did it my sophomore and junior year. So basically, kind of what it is a bunch of FFA members from around the state get together, and we actually stay the whole 10 days of State Fair, and we usher at our grandstand and usher at the grandstand concerts, and it's really fun. You get to meet a lot of people from around the state and spend a whole 10 days with them, and it's really just fun. That's kind of where I've met a lot of people through FFA and been able to stay in contact with them the whole time. So that's really just been my big favorite kind of activity that I've done in FFA.
That sounds like really, really exciting to be able to get to do that with so many people, I guess, from your state. And so moving on to the next question that I really wanted to ask. So over the past few episodes, I've had people from multiple different states, and could you share what it's like being in Iowa FFA?
So really our association, I mean, we do have a lot of people. I think it's over like 20,000 or so that are in FFA in Iowa. And I would say, like, just one thing about our state is I feel like no matter where, like, if it's a conference or districts or sub-districts or even state convention, you really just feel connected and, like, you're all family. I mean, I'd say that's one thing that I just really enjoy about our organization. And then I think that our state officers and district officers just do an amazing job of kind of making you feel seen and making you feel like you have a place in this organization. And I would say that just our state does a really great job of getting people together, and, you know, you're all family and you work together.
Yeah, that connection that you're mentioning is something that I absolutely love having with Tennessee FFA. Like, there's people that I've met that I talk to probably on a daily basis now, and that's all because of Tennessee FFA or FFA as a whole. I mean, there's so many people across the country that I talk to regularly. And that connection that you were mentioning, like, with the state officers, your district officers, that's, like, so essential with growth personally for me. There's been so many times where I've, you know, met with a state officer, talked to them about certain things coming up, or, you know, how to do this or how to do that. It's so awesome to have that connection feeling. And knowing that, yeah, they're like in your little corner if you needed to talk to them about something or anything like that. So, would you want to share a little bit about your SAEs?
Yeah, so I have two SAEs right now. And my first SAE, I started freshman year. It basically is a service learning SAE where I coordinate our school's farm safety day. And I really make sure that, to know, because our school kind of is rural, but, and we're like a smaller school, but we still are trying to starting to have a lot of kids that haven't grown up on a farm. So, and personally myself, I don't live on a farm. So I really make it a big thing to kind of emphasize how to be safe around equipment and how to be safe around farm animals and just things like that. And Farm Safety Day was something that the FFA chapter did when I was in elementary school. And then I'm pretty sure they took a break for a while. And then once I got into high school, I kind of decided to bring it back. And yeah, I've done that for the past 4 years, and we've figured out a committee to take it over next year when I'm gone. But yeah, I've really enjoyed planning Farm Safety Day every year, and it's been a hit with our school. And then my second SAE is that I work at a local farm in our town. You know, they're just family friends of mine. You know, I help bale hay with them, work cattle, just kind of day-to-day things. I'm pretty much out there every single day during the summer and spring-ish up until school starts. So yeah, that's my two SAEs.
Yeah, those honestly are like so intriguing to hear about, because that Farm Safety Day that you were mentioning, personally in our community, we're like in the middle of like rural and not being rural. Like majority of our people live like in our town that go to school here. And that's one thing that our school or our FFA chapter mainly had kind of, I guess you could say, pushed on about this past year, actually. We introduced a whole career day kind of thing with agriculture, and we had so many people from the top industry or top, I guess you could say, companies in our region come and talk to these kids about farm safety, farm opportunities, all that kind of stuff. And seeing the light on, which these were high schoolers and middle schoolers, seeing the excitement on their face about what agriculture has to offer, and that it's not just cows and plows and, you know, doing all that. It's so exciting to see that. And I couldn't even imagine like the elementary students that you were mentioning, like hearing their excitement about it, because I mean, this just sounds so exciting to, you know, be growing the future all the way at the elementary level.
Yeah. And then I hope that maybe someday some of these elementary kids, maybe once they get into high school, they maybe want to take it over if it keeps going, or bring it back.
I bet you they definitely will if they, because like I said, the excitement that age of kids have, like regarding a lot of things, is just, you know, because we actually got the opportunity to go to our elementary schools this past year with our chapter's plow program, and being able to talk to them about agriculture and what FFA is and why we're wearing this weird looking outfit for them, it was just so exciting to see their excitement about everything. And yeah, so yeah. Moving on to the next question, would you want to maybe name what your favorite competition is within FFA?
I think a go-to contest that, I mean, I'll do it anytime, I love it, is livestock judging. I mean, in the future, I do plan to maybe have a farm, have animals of my own. So being able to learn that skill, I think, will be very important. So that's just a contest that I really love. It's been something that I've bonded with a lot of chapter members too about. But I mean, I know you said one contest, but another
contest. Just name as many as you want to.
Another contest that I love is prepared public speaking. I did it this past year as my LDE, and that was kind of like the first contest I'd ever really done by myself. And yeah, it was really fun. I was able to kind of break through my stage fright a little bit and public speaking and be able to do a speech by myself.
Yeah, those two you named, I mean, I did livestock my sophomore year of high school. It didn't really go how I wanted it to, but it was really fun to get and, you know, get to judge all the animals and see exactly what the judges are thinking and all of that, and then try to defend yourself with the reasons. And prepared, I did like a shortened, very, very shortened prepared style speech at our state fair this past year. And that was probably one of the most exciting things that I've ever been able to do, because I'm an extemporaneous speaker. Like that's my jam. I mean, it was hard to start out, but it's like my favorite thing to do ever now. And getting the chance to have an actual prepared thing was so exciting, and so, I guess you could say, not overwhelming for once.
Yeah.
But I'd honestly consider competing in prepared if I wasn't, you know, so into extemp as much as I am. But yeah, so we're both actually on the national FFA and the USA reporter team. Would you want to share about your experience as being a part of that team?
Yeah, so far I've really enjoyed being a part of it. I mean, in the future, after I graduate high school, I plan to major in agriculture communications at Iowa State. And kind of having this FFA and the USA reporters has been a really good learning experience for me to have. But I really just enjoy being able to reach out to other members across our state and kind of see like how their chapter runs and what activities that they do. And that's really just like been my favorite part. Even when I wasn't a part of the FFA and the USA reporters team, I still like really enjoy being able to listen to what other chapters do and see like maybe if they do community service or other things like that for what they do in their chapter.
Yeah, it's so intriguing to be able to communicate with those chapters, because there was a story I did this past month or a few months ago at this point, whenever the last stories were published, and it was regarding a pumpkin patch that a chapter literally a county over from me did. But I never heard about it. And I saw a post on somebody's social medias, and I was like, okay, I've got to cover this. This sounds so exciting. I bet you they would love to, you know, have this covered. And being able to sit and listen to their thought process, the amount of people that they are able to reach with this, it's just so intriguing, because those are connections, for one, that I probably wouldn't have made if I didn't, you know, have this position and reach out about it. And it's just so exciting to be able to cover those people and highlight them on the national level, for one, and yeah, it's an awesome position, and yeah. So you're also on the FFA style squad. So would you want to share about like being on that team?
Yeah, so I've actually been a part of the FFA style squad for the past 2 years, and I honestly like I think it's probably the most fun thing I've done while being in FFA. So there's probably about actually, funny story, it was like my sophomore year. I think I saw like something on social media or something get posted about like, oh, apply to be a part of the National FFA Style Squad or something. And I'm like, okay, I don't really know what this is, but I'll apply for it. So I applied for it and ended up getting it, and I kind of found out what it was as I went. And basically we get sent about it's basically like a merch box. We get, you know, some clothes, maybe some accessories and things, and we kind of show them off. There's probably about 10 to 15 members from across the nation that do it. And, you know, we kind of style and post things on social media to show off all of their products for Shop FFA. And yeah, it's been so much fun. I mean, I really like the lady that's actually in charge of the FFA style squad. She actually reaches out to us before nationals and asks like when we'd all be able to meet at the FFA shop booth at nationals. And we all kind of coordinate times when we can meet up together, and we end up shooting some videos and stuff for Shop FFA. And it's so much fun because we just meet. That's the first time we meet each other. I mean, we kind of been able to see each other through social media, but that's the first time we've ever been able to see each other in person. So I've honestly really been able to enjoy doing that for the past 2 years and make relationships with other members from across the nation.
Yeah, you mentioned the Shop FFA store. That store got way too much of my money this past year at Nationals.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Nationals, you were able to attend the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo. Would you want to share about attending that convention?
Yeah, so every year going to Nationals has been like, I look forward to it every single year, and I'd probably say like my favorite part is my chapter always makes it a goal every year to get seats down in the front row for first general session. So we're usually in line in front of Lucas Oil early every year. And I just love the atmosphere of National Convention because, like, you'll just walk around in the sea of blue and you'll see states that, you know, you never would have thought to see at Nationals or, you know. And then, you know, first general session, I just love being a part of the whole crowd of everybody. And, you know, we sit in the front row, and then during first general session, sometimes I'll turn around and I'll just see everyone, like, in their FFA jackets, and I just feel so blessed to be a part of such an amazing organization that really just can feel like family.
Yeah, like, trying to imagine, like, my first trip up to Nationals, trying to imagine that I'm about to see over 70,000 FFA members in one place, truly just shocked me, because I was like, how is this gonna, you know, there were just so many questions I had. And then I go to that first general session at the 96th convention, which was my first time attending, and I don't know, it hit me like a freight train is what I want to say. It was just so exciting to see everybody there, because they all had one passion, and that is to grow agriculture in some way. And just being filled in a room with 70,000 people, it's crazy. And, like, Nationals is always one thing that if somebody's like, well, I don't know if I want to go, I'm like, well, just do it. Just do it. You will not regret it. Just go.
And, like, my first year that I went to National, kind of like what you said, it just kind of hit you. Like, I remember my first year going to Nationals and just walking through those big, long hallways at Nationals, just being shoulder to shoulder with everybody from all different states. It's just, it honestly kind of, like, got me emotional for a second. I was like, this is just such an amazing thing to be a part of. And my first year that I went to Nationals, I actually competed in food science. So I was kind of, like, already nervous, and then I was like, I don't even know what to expect. Like, I've never been to Nationals, never been a part of it, and now I'm competing. Like, it's just a lot of emotions going on.
Yeah, like, so this past year, so the 97th convention, I think we went to the session 1B. We didn't go to the first, like, the first one. I don't know why. I wish we kind of would have, because that was a very, very, very early morning. But, like, whenever they're introducing the national officers, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, yay. And then they get up on stage and they drop the gavel, and out of nowhere, I just get, like, so emotional, because, like, it literally came out of nowhere, and I was like, okay, okay. it just hits you so hard, and it's unexpected too.
Yeah, even this past year at Nationals, it was just so crazy, too, because we had a past state officer that was a national officer, Canyon, from Iowa. And that was just, like, that was so crazy to, like, just see him up on the national stage and doing so great. And I had actually, like, met Canyon before he even became a national officer, too. So, like, it was just, like, it was so awesome to be able to see him up there and be like, oh, my gosh, like, I know him. Like, that's so crazy. He's from my state. Like, and he's a national officer.
Yeah, that team last year was awesome. I had the opportunity to meet Grant at the Tennessee FFA State Convention last year. And, I mean, it was so sad to see them retire. Like, words don't even express that, like, how I was feeling watching that session. But, yeah. So, also, I guess, well, did you go on the FFA and the USA tours by chance?
I did not.
Okay. I was going to mention, like, the whole being able to see all of that stuff was kind of cool. And I heard that there were groups that even, like, ran into the keynote speaker guy and all that. And I was like, I'm very jealous. that
would have been so.
It would have been awesome to run into him. I went to the first like the first tour that they had, so there were still, you know, some things that had to be worked out. I think there was, like, 8 people that went to that one, but it was overall a pretty good experience. So moving on, what is something that you are looking forward to most with the rest of this year in FFA?
I mean, since this is my last year being an FFA, like, it's so hard to look forward to just one thing. Like, I'm, like, truly trying to embrace every single moment that I have in the FFA jacket. Like, you know, I'm looking forward to sub-districts and districts and then state convention and, you know, some more conferences that I'll go to and activities and banquet. You know, like, it's kind of hard to just choose one thing because, you know, I care about this organization so much. And I don't know, I just am looking forward to everything, I think, and really just ready to, you know, kind of start LDE season.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you're looking forward to state convention coming up for y'all over in Iowa. Would you want to share a little bit about what that experience is like at y'all's state convention?
Yeah, so we have state convention at Hilton Coliseum at Iowa State University, and it's, I mean, Iowa State kind of has a thing with Hilton Coliseum. They call it, like, Hilton Magic or something. And, I mean, when you fill Hilton Coliseum with a bunch of FFA members, it truly is Hilton Magic. Like, it's crazy. It's full to the brim. I mean, and again, I just love state convention because you're able to see a bunch of people that you met at a bunch of FFA activities throughout the years. Like, I'd mentioned ushering. I usually see a lot of FFA members that I've met through that at convention. And yeah, I mean, our convention is just so much fun. Our a bunch of past state officers come back and they kind of like go through, do some like fun activities before session starts, so they get kids up on stage and, you know, we dance and everything. It just, you really just feel, I mean, I've said this before, you just feel like a big family. Like, yeah, it's just so much fun. That's one thing that I just love going to each year.
Yeah, state convention is like, I mean, it's like almost the perfect culmination of a year. It's so exciting to see so many people that you met over the year, over the past years, like, and being able to see people go and achieve the things that they, you know, they've set their minds to and worked hard for over the past few years, and getting seeing them recognized on stage or anything like that. It's always exciting. So yeah. I always like to end or put this question always towards the end of an episode. What is one piece of advice that you would give to a student or an FFA member that is hesitant to get involved in FFA?
I would say just be yourself. I mean, you know, if you truly, really care about the organization, just be yourself. You know, yeah, just be yourself. I mean, coming, like I had mentioned, I don't live on a farm. I am actually a first generation FFA member, like, in my family. So I really don't really have any agriculture background a lot, but, you know, just be yourself and know what you're truly passionate about and really just go for it. I mean, I've kind of learned that in the past like year and a half or so. You just kind of gotta be like, you know, tell yourself you can do this. Like, don't be scared. You know, you can really achieve great things if you just tell yourself you can do it.
Awesome. So thank you so, so, so much for being on the podcast today. I've greatly enjoyed being able to hear your story and ultimately share it with so many other people. Do you have any closing remarks that you'd like to give before we end the episode?
I don't think so. I've just really enjoyed being able to have this opportunity to be on this podcast with you. It's been fun.
Awesome. So thank you again for being on it. I have greatly enjoyed being able to, like I said, hear your story and share it with so many others. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. I will see y'all back next week for the next one.